This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two, we are live at ESPN Studios from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17, right in the heart of New York City. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike Tannenbaum joining us right now, our ESPN NFL front office insider on the Goodyear Hotline. Mike, how we doing? We have signal issues.
Now, who didn't pay the internet bill?
Yeah, we're gonna have to deal. We're gonna have to deal with that. All right, we're working on getting Mike into a better signal area. I think I literally saw him.
I'm here. I'm in the Seaport studio, like you guys are.
I just saw you.
Well, so you're in the worst
in
possible
the
place. You're in the worst possible place to deal with technology. Because I tell you what, man, the internet signal here is not great.
Mike could just walk into the studio and grab one of these mics if only we knew that they would work. But in the meantime, we've got you. All right, so Mike, let's begin with this. Cam Newton to the Panthers seemed to pay off immediately there. What do you make of that decision? And is he in a weird – it's weird to say this. Is he their quarterback of the future?
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about this for weeks, guys. I'm shocked that the Steelers, the Saints didn't sign him. And he may be the reason Carolina goes to the playoffs and maybe the Saints don't go to the playoffs. He is – by far the best quarterback that was out there. He could have been had for no draft choices, and he should start not only this week, but the rest of this year and into next year, guys.
I think so too, Mike. But with that being said, what the hell are you doing with Sam Darnold next year? You're giving him $20 million because you already picked up his option. So what does that mean for Sam Darnold?
Hey, Bart, you know this. The locker room wants to see the best players play, yeah. And right now it's not even close. Cam Newton's the better football player. And you try to trade him, maybe eat part of his salary, but there's no way, good conscience, you could play Sam Darnold before Cam Newton right now.
So you go full circle, right? So he goes all the way around the world. I wonder what's that conversation? Have you ever cut somebody and brought him back and admitted that you maybe made a mistake or you need him now? Because Matt Rhule said he didn't need him, and that's the reason why he exited.
And now he says this morning, I want everything Cam brings. I want full Cam, as long as Cam is focused on football. Which he is. Sounds like there's a little message in there, Mike.
Well, I think it's a marriage of convenience, right? I think Matt Rhule learned, you know, from his mistakes, which is, you know, in pro football, it's different than, you know, running a college team and your resources are limited. And maybe you felt like for whatever reason, Cam wasn't ideal when you first got there. But then you realize, hey, here are my options. And all of a sudden, Cam Newton looks a lot better. And let's just face it, like, they're really lucky that he was available to re-sign.
Mike, what about tonight's game? The Rams, boy, talk about the timing. Robert Woods tears his ACL in practice on Friday.
Mike has experience with this.
Literally a day after they bring in Odell and concerns how would Odell fit. And now he was more of a need than an accessory, right, to a team? I mean, the timing couldn't have been better for less.
Absolutely, and I'll say this. I think tonight I like the 49ers because – if you look at that Tennessee Titan game against the Rams struggled stopping the run. I think that's what we're going to see Kyle Shanahan do. And for OBJ, I just hope for them that it works out. But, you know, he's a guy that's going to be a free agent, and I just hope he doesn't put his needs in front of the teams. And he needs to be a complimentary piece and not the guy. And I hope it all works for them because there's a lot of stake for both the Rams and OBJ.
Well, with OBJ maybe agreeing to return punts, do you think that's more about OBJ doing whatever he can and be able to make big plays? Or is that OBJ being selfless saying, hey, I'll come out here and do whatever I have to do to help you guys win football games?
I think it has a lot to do, Bart, with him being a free agent. And the more you can do, the more valuable you become. So I think it's a step in the right direction. And hopefully for their sake, he makes a big play tonight or in the next few weeks. But I still don't think they're a better team than the Cardinals.
Mike Tannenbaum on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. So Rex Ryan said on Bart's, he and Bart have the Organized Chaos podcast, and he said he believes that Bill Belichick is doing his best coaching job this season. Do you agree with that, and can the Patriots somehow sneak into the Super Bowl conversation?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. I love Mac Jones. You can make an argument. He should have been the second pick in the draft, not the 15th. And that defense is getting better, and I'm not so sure if they don't beat Buffalo and win the East. And once the playoffs start, anything could happen. But that was a complete domination yesterday on both sides of the ball.
What indication do you have Because I feel like that's becoming a narrative that they think that they can beat Buffalo, but did not Buffalo not look dominant? I understand it's against the Jets, but, you know, everything that they bring to the table, they do have the number one defense, I believe, in the league, you know, as far as, you know, especially, you know, not giving up big plays. And they have, like, a great secondary. They have, they're well coached. And it, ultimately, when it comes down to it, you have to ask yourself if you're going to try and split hairs between the Pats and the Bills, who has the better quarterback? And even though Mac Jones has done a great job, you have to say that the edge goes to the quarterback position, goes to Josh Allen.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think Buffalo's run defense has been a little inconsistent, and I think them running the ball has been inconsistent. So, you know, Coach Belichick can make you one-handed and, you know, make you just – if you're just throwing the ball and you're one-dimensional, then I still think, you know, one game, you know, the Patriots can beat the Bills this year. Look, Buffalo looked fantastic yesterday, and I think the fact that there's still two games to play between those two teams, we're going to learn a whole bunch.
Bart and I were arguing about teams that we could see in the AFC make the Super Bowl this year. We were power ranking different teams, and I put the Chiefs in my top three of teams I could see get there. I thought last night showed me that that team is still there. Because, I mean, the Raiders aren't a bad team, but they really got embarrassed in that game, especially later on after the Deshaun turnover. Are the Chiefs back? Do you trust them, or am I crazy?
I think you're a little crazy just from a standpoint that their defense, to me, like, it's not even close to Buffalo's or New England's or Tennessee's. And Tennessee's secondary, to me, is still a little worrisome. You know, they lost a few guys, most notably their first-round pick, Caleb Farley. So, I think, look, on any given day, Mahomes is the best player in the sport. He could go out and throw five touchdowns. But on some key third down, I just don't know beyond Chris Jones and Frank Clark who can get pressure. I don't know if their secondary could hold up.
Now, I want to go to the NFC because I want to talk about, you know, every week we get one of these, right? We get upsets of the week. And we got the upset between the Dolphins and the Ravens on Thursday. But more shockingly, I believe, is the upset between the Washington football team and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are they just bored and they're getting every team's best effort? Or are they not as good as we anticipated they would be? Or are they not healthy?
You know, if you look at the defensive effort in the last 2 weeks between they had the Saints, the bye, and then Washington, they have not played well on defense. And that's a real concern because as well as Tom Brady played last year, it was that front seven that controlled really their destiny from the playoffs to certainly the Super Bowl against Mahomes. And their defense couldn't make a stop when it was 23-19. I think we all thought, like, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady will get the ball back. We'll go down. They'll win the game. And he never got the ball back. So the biggest concern for me, Bart, with Tampa is the defense last couple weeks has not played well.
Mike, the Jets just continue to spiral out of control as a franchise. That's the best way I can explain it. Every time they try to make changes, it feels like the story stays the same. Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, now the latest coach, a defense that has just been embarrassed. I mean, when you look at the numbers that the Jets have defensively, I mean, they have allowed 175 points in the last four games. It's the second most allowed in a four-game span by any team since the merger. They're the first team to allow 45 points in three games in a four-game span since the 66 Giants. Like, this is as bad as it can get on the defensive side. Never mind the young offense and all that stuff. Do they have the right people in place to run this franchise?
Well, look, you have a young head coach. I mean, I am disappointed that the defense isn't playing better because Coach Saleh is from the defensive side, and you want to see an immediate, you know, improvement. With that said, you know, they're all in on Zach Wilson. He's been hurt. We got to give them a little bit more time, but defensively, yeah, that would be a concern that they're not playing better, especially as we get later in the year. We've already talked about how much, you know, New England's defense has improved, and we're just not seeing that from the Jet defense right now.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, no doubt about it. All right, Mike, give me your best team. We're about halfway through the season. We are more than halfway through the season. Your best team in each conference right now is who?
Dallas and Tennessee. Dallas, to me, you know, we learned a lot on opening night. They went toe-to-toe with Tampa Bay. Their A game is better than anyone's A game. And Tennessee has won six in a row, including five consecutive games against 2020 playoff teams. So even without Derrick Henry, I think they're the most complete team in the AFC.
Can you say that again, Mike? I'm sorry, my ears are a little clogged up.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we were having this. We were having
a little bit of an argument.
A little bit. Because I think without when Derrick Henry has left, I think this defensive line has stepped it up. I mean, we thought Bud Dupree was going to be the guy that was going to lead the sack race and the arms race over there. But they've got so much productivity from Landry. And I forget the kid the other day that had the three sacks from the inside, the big fella.
Jeff Simmons.
So it seems to me that they have everything. Listen, I know they've lost something on the back end. But Vrabel's finally kind of living up and having his defense play like with their hair on fire, and his defensive schemes is really what's impressed me the most. What he was able to do in exploiting the weakness of the Rams, understanding that they struggled in the interior, he took full advantage of that. To me, that tells me that not only are they have the personnel, but they have the coach that understands how to utilize that personnel.
So is this the year for the Titans if they're going to do it? And then they've come close in the last couple of years. Is this the year?
I think so. I think they're the most complete team in the AFC, and I think Jeffrey Simmons and an improved defense. You know, like Bart said, you know, Bud Dupree got a lot of the headlines. Janoris Jenkins, they drafted Farley, but Simmons is playing great. And despite not having Derrick Henry, they're still really good on offense. They're going to get Julio Jones back, who's not the same, but he'll certainly help. And I think when you look at all the teams, maybe Buffalo is in that discussion, but week in and week out, you could say right now they're probably the most consistent team.
They certainly are the hottest, no doubt about that. Mike, thanks so much.
All right, guys. Next time, I'm happy to jump in person here.
Hey. Thanks for the
literally outside the studio right now, like on the other side of the wall on the phone.
It's almost like it's a little prison thing. Like we got the little phones we hold in hand. Elliot. Hey, appreciate the X2, by the way. I opened the X2 up a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and take it later for my bar class. You know what I'm saying? No jitters. X2. Get some.
There you go. No crash, no jitters. Thanks, guys.
All the best. Mike Tannenbaum on the Goodyear Hotline. That's nice you'd always plug that for him.
Well, he actually did. I actually did. Like, just, you know how you got a box that's sitting there for a while? You're like, what the hell, Miami? What the hell is this from? Like, open it up, X2. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Little pre-mail. You know, I'm trying to get my swag on.
Yeah, you are, too.
Trying to get my sage sausage.
I've been telling you. Look at yourself right now. Just look right straight in the camera. There it is. Look at that look. Yes. Blue steel.
I ain't ready yet.
The world's not ready.
I ain't ready yet.
The world's not ready. It's Barton Hahn.
If I do that, I got
to
put some
coming to you
over
live
my,
from Seaport District. Pier 17 brought to you by Chase. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Oh, let's hear about it. Barrett in Texas. Barrett.
Yes.
Tell me about them. Tell me about those Cowboys.
Well, yeah, I needed to talk to Bart. I mean, I know he's always loved the Cowboys. He wanted to play for him. Is he eating crow today? He's put Cowboys on the upset alert, with the Falcons. And
that's the narrative. Can I explain?
No, but I know what you were doing.
Can I explain?
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, I was picking who could potentially be on upset alert. And when you saw what happened last week and you saw the games, I thought if anybody could have an upset, it would be the Dallas Cowboys because of Quinn, because of Matt Ryan can get hot, and because the defense wasn't great. I had to pick somebody. You just mad because I picked the Cowboy. I'm not a Cowboy hater, but the rest, I think that the blueprint is out there, but it's not too many teams with the personnel that can live up to that.
But
blueprint.
I also think what you said wasn't completely crazy, and in fact, perhaps the Cowboys showed you how more locked in they were for this game because they too felt this team could beat us. Like, we better be ready to play this team, right?
Yeah,
you not only did it catch your attention, but it caught their attention as well. And that's why McCarthy was a lot happier about their performance.
But so I'll eat some crow, though. If Cowboy Country name it, eat crow, I'll eat a little crow.
All right, let's go to Isaac. What's up, Isaac?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's up, hon? Can you hear me?
What's up? We got you.
Okay, what up, Bart?
What up? What up, Del? What you got for us?
Not much, man. I want to get you guys' opinion, man, about the Saints, man. Like, I know Kamara didn't play Sunday. Do you think like the Bishop, and you know, when he come back and Sean Payton, like, I don't even think they're gonna make the playoffs, dog.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I mean, they've had the worst luck.
And they got the best defense, I believe, in the league. What's telling to me is the fact that they decided to go with Trevor Siemian and not go with Taysom Hill. And Taysom Hill, they paid him all that money,
right?
And they didn't go out aggressively. I don't know, man. It's for me, that defense is so good. Alvin Kamara is so good. They should be able to win ugly games. Right now, when I look at the Saints, to me, they remind me of the NFC version of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got defense. They got everything they need. Decent running back.
No quarterback.
Solid receiver. No quarterback.
Yeah. And you saw Mason Rudolph is just that's not the answer.
And it can get you in the postseason. It can. It can get you in the postseason. But I don't know if you can do much damage. You may be able to upset somebody before because, listen, I'm a guy that went to two AFC championships with rookie quarterbacks. Yep. Well, actually three, right, with young quarterbacks and able to kind of figure it out. But it's the game has changed. And, like, you gotta try and really, you know, to dominate by running the ball and playing defense is rare. Maybe they can do it. I'm not sure. But I'm not ready to count them out.
But if you're the Saints, right, like the frustrating part, you're right about Trevor Siemian. It's just not good enough. You don't convert the 2-point conversion. Then your kicker puts you in a position where you had to because he couldn't make, he misses two extra points. You're leaving points on the table. Your defense played well enough to win, but your offense.
When they did give up 20 some points. But tell me this, and it was one against
23 points.
It was against one of the better teams. But
23 points.
When
though.
The hell did Mark Ingram become the go-to? He's the in-between tackle guy. They ran a wheel route to Mark Ingram into double coverage. You gotta have a better play than that, man. Like I'd rather throw a jump ball to a goalpost before throwing it to Mark Ingram, man. I'm like, this dude, if he's wide ass open, the chance of him catching the ball is probably 60% that he drops it.
Are you saying he's got hands like feet?
Got three thumbs. That's what I'm saying. They all short.
Let's go to Jackson up in Maine. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I just wanted to ask how the Packers aren't being considered the best team in the NFL with all the injuries they've sustained and having one of the better defenses in the league finally to back up Aaron Rodgers.
That's the story. Last 3 weeks, they have faced Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, and Russell Wilson. Now, I know it's not Russell Wilson we know him, but it still was Russell Wilson. And basically, they have given up a combined 34 points to those three brand-name quarterbacks. They were maligned for their defense, Bart. It's gotten better.
We don't really believe yet. We are not ready to buy in yet because you talk about the Kyler Murray game. That was more about Aaron Rodgers in the time of possession because the dude ran the ball so many damn times. That you talk about Kyler Murray, he never really got the ball because he was sitting on the bench.
Yep.
Right? So, like, that's more about Aaron Rodgers. And then you talk about Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson had been off for 4 weeks. Russ, please. Right? You talk about the elements. You talk about him coming back. So, we just need to see him do that against somebody else and that defense step up against somebody else because we understand that, they're kind of figuring it out on the back end. But they've been playing well. A couple more weeks. We'll be ready to crown them because we know what they're able to do on offense.
What's amazing, Bart, is that fact that the Seahawks were shut out. They haven't been shut out in 10 years.
And they were trying not to, too. Russ was still trying to cook, even though they were late. They were trying to get a field goal or something.
Anything. Yeah. They haven't been shut out in 10 years. Russell Wilson's never been shut out as an NFL quarterback. Think about that. You go back to 2011 when the last time. They were shut out. They lost 24-0 to the Steelers. Amazing. Oh. Now, keep this in mind,
Man, get a little hot head, man. I don't know if the Kool-Aid dye is soaking into his scalp. But this dude, every week, getting in some fight with somebody, being Mr. Tough Guy. Just you got them popcorn abs. Don't mean you got to be like T.O. trying to fight everybody.
Well, he's probably frustrated, too. But you know what? Selfishly, though, if you're in New York, you loved seeing Seattle lose.
Yes.
Because the there's a lot of misery right now with the Jets, of course. But right now, if you look at the standings, and the Jets have Seattle's first-round pick. Mm. The Jets would have picks number 3 and 7 in the upcoming draft.
Wait.
Yeah. Here we go and take it, Dom, baby. And you know what? To take it a step further.
Who do you want to take?
The Giants. Keep that in mind as well because the Giants are also involved in the top 10 in picks. New York would have 4 picks.
Oh, that's so interesting.
They have Chicago's pick. Yeah. So they – and Chicago, we'll see where they end up, but right now at 3 and 6 – they were off the bye this week.
Jets going to make out like fat.
Think about this. New York teams would have 4 of the first 8 picks in the draft.
We controlling the draft,
picks
baby.
3 through 8.
Listen.
would be either Jets or Giants.
The possibilities, man. Because if I'm the Jets, man, I'm moving down and I'm getting another first-round draft pick. I'm going to have 3 first-round draft picks. And I'm going to trade to whichever one is higher. I'm going to move back and get my Quentin Nelson.
So I'll tell you what. So if you're not enjoying the season in New York, wait till April. That'll be your time again.
And you'll be miserable again.
In New York. No, who do you trust more, Joe Douglas or Dave Gettleman, to make these picks?
Who's going
to
be here longer?
who's going to be able to make those picks. Exactly. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We'll continue with your calls, your overreaction Monday. And also, about one time a year, we're often like baffled by something an NFL player says about a basic rule that we all know about, but yet he doesn't. It happened again yesterday, and it's a rule you thought everybody knows, especially if you're a football player, but he didn't. We'll explain after Bart tells us about Straight Talk Wireless.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices required. Actual availability, coverages, and speeds may vary. Back after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
I got to ask a question for the people, Keyshawn.
Your mouth full, man. What you doing, man?
Bro, it usually goes volley to Allen, Allen volley back. You caught me mid-drink, man. Usually most people get real fat and thick for the winter months. Me, I'm crazy. The opposite. I get thin.
What when does that have to there? Do with what I just asked you?
You asked me, do I got something in my mouth? Yeah. Called a protein shake because I ain't ate yet.
Bart and Han.
Chia seeds can be tricky, Han. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Key is always on your case, though.
Oh, yeah, and I always fire back. Because yes, I'm the only one who hold him a camera. I fire back on smoke.
By the way,
tight jeans he be wearing. Walk around with
straight pants. As you just heard there in the update, so it's official. Chase Young does have a torn ACL. That's tough news for that kid.
That's tragic, man. You know? They lost Montez Sweat, too, earlier.
And those fans there in Washington better be careful. Because, you know, all they talk about is how, shouldn't have taken him in the draft. Should have gone quarterback. Well, you know, like. Man, this guy's special, a special talent, and treat these guys right. And you'll miss him when he's gone, and they're going to miss him. I mean, that was an impressive win yesterday, but there was a huge cost to it. Yeah. Not that we expected much out of this team this year. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. If your pet is hurt in a car accident, Progressive will pay up to $1,000 in vet expenses. Free pet coverage. Visit Progressive.com for more. All right, we've done a lot of talking about what we saw yesterday in Week 10. We have actually had people on to talk. We've had you on to talk as well. Now let's hear from the headliners. Let's let them do the talking for us in a segment we call, Bart,
Audio Files. The Audio File. The Audio File.
Well, we had something yesterday that we haven't had all season. In fact, we haven't had, let's see, when was the last time we had this? Well, since Week 3 last season. And that, of course, Bart, is a tie. 16 all. The Steelers and the Detroit Lions. And that's not really the story. I mean, you know what's going on in overtime, right? You know what you're playing for in overtime, right?
You got two shots.
Yeah. Well, apparently, rookie Najee Harris did not know that a game could end this way.
I didn't know you could even tie in the NFL. I was in my mind, I was sitting on the bench ready, saying to myself, I got another quarter to go, but I guess somebody came to me and said, that's it. And so I ain't never had a tie in my life before.
Put the ball on the 20. We're going to have a kickoff. Who had the best kicker?
Do you think he's got to be playing, right?
No,
he's got to be playing.
Listen, he's dead serious. And I tell you what, a lot of times you see these rookies that come in the league.
How the hell you not know that the game can't?
Now, Donovan McNabb, to his defense, Donovan McNabb once did not know when he tied, when he was a quarterback for the Washington football team. Mm-hmm. And they were playing the Bengals, and he tied. He had no idea that it could tie.
He was actually on the Eagles at the time.
That's even worse.
That was in 2008.
I thought he lost his.
It was about a decade into his career.
Yeah, he'd been in the league. When you were saying that, I'm like, I don't remember.
But the rule was new. the rule?
I don't think so.
It was like a year or two new.
I don't think so, Bart.
I was still in the league.
You,
you didn't know either, apparently.
Listen. This is crazy.
How many ties have you played? Have you ever played in a tie?
No, that's disrespectful. We're going all
in. Then how could you know?
I'm dying on my shield. Listen, listen. The crazy thing is, man, like they playing the Lions, right? And you think you would get a little bit aggressive, but like the fact that the Lions first non-loss is a draw and not a win. It's just like you, like I don't know what the Fords have done as a family, as a company, or what the hell they doing. Like,
hey. Hey, no, no, don't look at it that way. Look on the bright side. You just snapped a 12-game losing streak.
Really? Really? Way to go, class.
That's the best I got for you. Dan Campbell, though, he also
didn't even cry in the car.
Like, when you tie and you end a losing streak, you're like, how do I feel about this?
I don't even know how to feel about that necessarily, but I'm, you know, it's like I told the guys I was upset we didn't win, but I was also proud of them because of the fact, you know, we put ourselves in position to win that game in overtime, and it didn't work out. And our defense has to go back and take the field, and they're driving, and we force a turnover, which I thought was big. And that kept us from losing is what it did. So we want to win. We're looking for our first win. But I know this, we were better than we were 2 weeks ago. So hey, that's a good team.
Trending in the right direction. Now, by the way, I've covered playoff games in that stadium, Heinz Field, where I have seen in overtime, field goal, makeable.
Yeah.
It goes wide right, wide left. I've been there. I've covered those games because that building in the open end, forget it. So when you were in overtime, you're kicking out. I'm like, nope, there's it. Nope. They are not winning this game.
But, bro, like, I wouldn't pat myself on the back and say we're a better team. You're playing against Mason Rudolph and no T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Like,
he got hurt during the game, too.
Like, bro, stop it. So what do you do? Do you have, like, a half victory Monday, like when like you get ice cream, but you come in for half the day. Like what the hell is that? I'm confused.
That's a great question. I don't know how you're supposed to feel, but the good news is it's the first time in a long time.
No lose, right?
It's the first time in a long time when you're a Lions fan, you woke up and weren't talking about a loss. Meanwhile, speaking of emotions, Aaron Rodgers back on the field for the Packers, coming off COVID and everything else that came with it. 23 for 37, 287 yards, but did not throw a touchdown, did have an interception, but his defense comes through as they shut out Seattle. And for Aaron, a little bit of snow. Did you see that, by the way?
Yeah, Kimberly Martin posted it.
Snow at Lambeau. I mean, it's like a postcard. And for Aaron Rodgers, he got a little misty.
A lot of emotions for sure. Good to be back with the guys. Good to be back at home. Good to be on the field, really. Most emotions from the whole night was probably walking off the field after the game. Definitely got me a little misty heading off. So that was good to feel those type of emotions, and good to be back with the guys.
A little misty. You know, it's good to get back to football, certainly for him. But I'll tell you what, though, everything he's gone through this year, I feel more and more he's staying. Right? He's not going anywhere. Meanwhile, who's back? Cam Newton, and he let you know, I'm back! He let him know. Two touchdowns in this game as he comes in spot duty, but gets it done. Red zone, fantastic. 8 yards, 3 of 4 passing, 14 yards on 3 rushes, also a touchdown. And for Cam Newton, it's just special to be back in Carolina. Superman return.
This time last week, I was eating a bowl of cereal. Like, you feel me? So I told Coach Rule it would never happen again, and it wouldn't. That one on me. But yet, I mean, I was eating cereal last week. You know what I mean? So that just puts things into perspective.
Now, I read the quote before, Matt Rule saying, this is the Cam I want. I'm all in on this Cam. Oh. And he brought up the very interesting added quote to that, which I felt like this is a little underlying message, and I want you to give me a little BS translator. Mm-hmm. He said, I want full Cam. As long as Cam is focused on football, which he is.
What was he focused on before? The Met Gala? What the hell are you talking about?
He's got to mean something by that.
That's the difference between perception versus reality. Now, when he got there, Cam was coming off the injury where he's injured. His shoulder was messed up. And listen, Matt Rhule got rid of him. It's funny. 2 years later, you're bringing him back, and now he's the savior. Maybe they both matured. Maybe Cam. Listen, we love the Cam that's introspective, right? I thought it was funny watching him and Robbie come there. I knew that was going to be something, right? Yo, anybody that's ever interviewed Robbie Anderson understands what party that is. You know what I mean? I tell you what, like, it was good to see Cam back. I think, you know, that was the only place that was acceptable for Cam to go back to. He represents that. He meant so much. I mean, outside of, like, Steve Smith, he's the most important player in that franchise history. And to see him back and still be able to contribute and maybe be able to put a little magic there, because that running game should be much more improved with Christian McCaffrey. And once that defense comes back, like I said before, if they get in a tournament, this is a sneaky team because they're all in, because of what they've invested from Gilmore. J.C. Horn Jr. will be back. They got C.J. Henderson, who they traded for. They got A.J. Boye. They got four legitimate corners and an outstanding young safety. They can do damage, and if Cam can provide some stability and make some plays down the field and connect with those receivers, with McCaffrey healthy, this is a team that you can say could upset a lot of people.
You don't normally see this, you know, the coming home kind of thing in the NFL, especially for a position like this. You don't normally see this.
Only for the Patriots players.
Well, I'm talking about a quarterback.
Yeah.
You don't normally see this, but this could be a very interesting story in the NFC this year, and who knows, maybe beyond. All right, that's Audio Files. It's brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. Oh, by the way, our producer Cam points out that the sudden death overtime rule existed from 1974.
Whoa.
2011.
No, but you go to more than one overtime. It was way more than one overtime. It was double overtime.
Only in playoffs, Bart. Only in playoffs.
Man, come on, bro.
So even Bart didn't know, man, that a game can end in a tie.
Stop it, man. No game would end in a tie.
How unlucky were we to miss out on the post-game interview where Bart said, man, I didn't know that we could end in a tie.
If only we had that Sal Palantonio moment.
I'd be like, what the hell?
Can't wait for the second overtime.
Done. We gonna get a winner or loser here. Somebody getting the L today. Wait, meet me out back on the practice field. We gonna figure out. We'll let y'all know who won. You be stopping me for 60 minutes.
Man, it's just unbelievable.
Come on, man. Hell no. They did something to the rule before that, man.
They did something?
They tweaked it or something. Like, it was like, I promise you, they tweaked it.
Did they?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We'll have to look into this.
Bro, this has not been a rule since 1987.
No?
I remember people going to double overtime, man.
Well, you remember the playoffs.
Remember Gabe with Winslow? He was carried off the field.
That was in the playoffs.
Hey man, listen. Don't be. Don't you ever, you know, mess up one of my discussions with facts.
Yes.
Sorry,
don't let facts,
Bart,
get in the way of a good Bart anecdote. Also, by the way, just more good news based on what we heard, or maybe not good news based off what we heard from Audio Files. The Lions did get a tie. They can still go 0-16 though. You know, I just wanted to make sure you understood that. I wasn't ready for it, but
yeah.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So the Seahawks with Russell Wilson looked a lot like the Seahawks with Geno Smith. And that could have ramifications that go beyond just yesterday. This is worth a discussion. It feels like something we talk about every offseason, but maybe we talk about it during the season as well. We got your calls as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Welcome back. Barton Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, so in our previous segment, Bart, we went over three AFC teams that we believe that we see. The eye test tells us. Don't look at records. The eye test tells us they could be in the Super Bowl. And we had a major disagreement about one of those teams. But the NFC, I have a feeling we're going to be in complete agreement on the three teams we believe in.
That remains to be seen, Mr. Hahn.
All right, well, how about the Rams? Agree with me? That's one of the three teams I could see in the Super Bowl.
Of course. Way to start my Super Bowl pick.
That was your pick. All right, well, how about the Bucs back in the Super Bowl? Can we see that? I think we can.
Yeah, terrific design.
All right, I don't care what happened last week. Teams get bored. Once it gets real, I think this team will light it up. The third team, this is where it gets interesting and dicey, and this is where our relationship now will be tested.
The Cardinals.
There's no way I believe you are saying the Cardinals. I think you're just playing with me.
Remember what I said about Kyler Murray last year?
Thank you. What'd you call him? Pocket Hercules?
The Pocket Hercules.
All right.
The Scrappy-Doo, Mighty Mouse.
Pocket Hercules, as you like to say. Hercules. All right. But I think you and I are both in agreement on this team, and that is the Packers.
Yeah.
Not the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys, listen, at the end of the day, it comes down to the baddest man on the planet, and do you feel that he'll find a way to win? I think he can, right? And I think, you know, maybe, just maybe, this could be the matchup in the second round. I don't know. Like, who gets to buy the matchups?
Yeah, it's so jumbled, we still won't know matchups at this point. I mean, playing for that buy now is critical for everyone, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're just quickly on the AFC, if you're Tennessee, they have a pretty easy schedule. You do whatever it takes to get that buy, because that buys you another week to get Derrick Henry back.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's why even teams that look like they have they're way ahead, no, you don't mess around. Like, you get that buy.
You win one or two, you lose one or two games in a row, man. That come back to haunt you.
Everything changes.
Right now, the Bucks losing to Washington football team.
Ugly.
Knowing that they already lost to the Saints, and they got to play the Saints again no matter.
Yep.
And the Saints didn't play them like with Jameis Winston, you know what I mean? So it's like one of those things. So right now, if you're the Rams, you're trying to create distance. Why Kyler Murray is hurt, why Hopkins is hurt, why they're losing football games. You want to try and get as much space as you can before they come back.
Yeah, and Dallas, here's the reason why I don't have them in the three. Number one, it's because of also, you know, confidence comes from demonstrated performance. The Rams demonstrated performance, right? I mean, they have. Even with a different quarterback, though, that group, the core of that group has been there already. I trust that.
They upgraded.
The Bucs, we know. They've been there, done that. And I just feel like with Tom Brady, they will at some point get it turned on. Right now, it's a little bit dim for them, but it's the middle of the season. And then Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers has taken that team to the NFC Championship game in consecutive years, and their defense now, which has been the most maligned part of their team, is starting to show you something that they can be a formidable group. Well, if that's the case, I trust them. Now, why wouldn't I trust the Cowboys, who just lit up Atlanta, who have Dak, who have a good defense, who look like a team that's going to win their division running away, demonstrated performance? What is their history? There's always something that gets in the way. And oh, by the way, they're going to have to beat maybe two of these teams that we're talking about to get to the promised land.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I trust them in those matchups late in the season, right? Is that why we both see them as the bubble team in this three?
Yeah, especially if they have to play outside of Dallas and have to go into some of these elements.
Cold weather.
See, you know, I don't worry about Dak, because Dak's one of these cold weather type of guys. I think he's all terrain.
He's built different,
But
their offensive line, you could argue, could get you a running game, and you could play that ground and pound kind of style.
Yeah, but the other guys, you know what I'm saying, I need to see them in cold weather games. There's a difference.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the NFC. Agree or disagree? @BartonHunt on Twitter. Meanwhile, we'll be back in 10 seconds. Barton Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Super Bowl champ Chris Canty will join us in just about 10 and a half minutes. Yeah, just about that. We love chatting with CC, and it usually gets pretty hype around here when we do that. But right now, let's get it done. Brought to you by Grainger. Do the Seahawks need to get something done to keep Russell Wilson from having another offseason where he starts reconsidering his future in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, I believe so.
I mean, they got shut out. They look terrible. I mean, they really look bad. They don't have their first-round pick. I mean, how do you build? And then you're in a division where, I mean, other than the Niners, but you got two teams,
and the
Cardinals and Rams, who are going nowhere.
Yeah.
They're going to be here for a while, those two teams. You don't match up. When does Russell Wilson – I mean, the whispers were last year about –
He had a list.
What would be his list this year, Bart?
That's what I'm saying. So that's really what I'm talking about, because the same list that was available last year is going to be available this year with more teams, right?
So give me some teams. Where could you see Russ wanting to play?
Well, I don't know about wanting to play, but I'm saying places that's going to be available. We know that Miami is a place that he's going to want to go play.
Might want to play there.
And listen, if they got to give up those three things because they don't want to, you know, worry about Deshaun Watson and worry about you know, what his legal situation is, Russell Wilson is the equal or superior quarterback at this time. So then you talk about the Eagles. I mean, you talk about the Eagles as well. I don't think they're sold on Jalen Hurts. Like, who cares about hurting his feelings? He's a second-round draft pick. He doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as you ain't spent them in the top five, top ten, you don't have to be patient with him if it's an instant upgrade.
Denver.
You talk about them potentially having three first-round draft picks as long as Carson Wentz can stay upright. I don't even want to go to Denver yet. I'm still on the East Coast.
Okay.
You know, you go to New Orleans, Jameis Winston coming off of ACL, you're not paying Jameis Winston next year.
Russell Wilson with Sean Payton.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
Lord.
You don't think he's listening at that? You know what I mean? You don't think he's
with Michael Thomas
like
coming back, with Kamara.
You don't think he's
with that defense?
You don't think he's thinking about that as well? So then also, you know, Big Ben, God rest his soul, finally.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, finally Michael Myers is going to finally go. Like Halloween, the last one. Oh, finally, right? We know that's going to be there. Who doesn't love them some Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love never having a losing record? Who doesn't love being able to go there with those type of receivers, and they'll improve the offensive line. Mm. They'll spend they got the running back. They'll spend the rest on the offensive line in free agency or whatnot, right? So you got that available too. Then you get to Denver. Denver's wide open. Teddy Two Gloves has been a nice, cute story, but we already know that he's just a placeholder.
Side note, what did you think of him not making the tackle?
Yeah, that's wacky Slay. D. That's wacky D, man.
Now, he says he was just trying to push him towards some he looked like a guy.
So he was hurting. See, like you
now I know he's been banging. I'm one of his biggest fans.
You lose the respect of your people like that. Remember, one of the worst things that Cam Newton ever did was not reach down for that fumble in the Super Bowl. And people never forgot about
that's
that.
A good point.
He didn't die for that ball and worried about his health. Like in that part, in that instance.
That guy's been through so much. Teddy's been through so much, though.
You get him with the bulldog, man. You get him with the, what do you call him when you just grab him and you grab him in the head? And
by the way, who was the punter last night that made the big tackle?
Yeah, in the Raiders. Came down, stuck their head on in there.
Yeah.
Whoopsie, get up, give it up. And then he was flexing on him, too.
And Teddy, that was a punter, man. How many times are they going to show that replay in film room?
Punter.
They're going to show that over and over
Punter's
again.
Punter's barely people.
No, I'm talking about on.
Oh yeah,
for
Teddy's
going to see that over and over again. Right, man.
Yeah,
that was not a good moment for him. All right, we'll see what happens with Russ in Seattle. But with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger's always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by Seattle. Better get it done. We always know Chris Canty gets it done. He will join us next. We talk about the Jets making all kinds of bad history yesterday. And that's saying something if you know the Jets. Goodbye to ESPN Plus. We'll see you next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.